Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Isn't it amazing? How did this even get in the lexicon? I mean, how did, you know, but rest assured, it's all going to get there.
It's all news. It's all news.
According to Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Who, by the way, did you know they just bought for $19 billion Oculus Rift? Oculus Rift is that technology that we've talked about here on VFN Radio. The whole.
Facial recognition? But
no, it's the mask you put on your face. It's literally virtual reality. We had a segment where the grandmother was, oh my goodness,
they bought that company
$19 billion recently.
So you can put these goggles on, and Romans chapter 1 would just be such a reality to you that you won't want reality. Isn't it amazing? It's so funny.
Amazing.
Everybody's so virtual nowadays. So when you see reality come together, you know, like in a fellowship or something like that, people are like, okay, I'm finished. I don't know what to say. I'm lost. I don't know what to say.
Right.
And it's like, hey, you said you had all these friends and stuff. Yeah. And now you're like, you're with people now. These are folks.
Oh, that's an old picture. Oh.
Right, right. I remember when I was in first grade 7,000 years ago for the fifth time. And the teacher would call on, at that time, by the way, just so you know it, it was pretty ancient. No, the desk that you sat at had like something like a compartment underneath it. You could put your pencil in there. You can make like glue little things.
They still have those desks.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm.
And so the teacher would call on a student, and they're first grade or second grade, so I guess they were a little intimidated. I don't know. I told Mom, don't leave me. No, Mom, just joking. I was just joking. And so she'd call on the teacher, call on the kid, right? And so the kid, to hide from this reality, would turn sideways and stick their face in the desk, and they'd be looking like they're looking at the desk for something, right?
I think I've done that.
Oh, I knew that.
That was me.
He still does that now. He just hides under the table. Pat, what are you doing?
You know, and so even
how far can I get my head in this thing?
Even at 5 years old, I'm going, oh, dude, this is not good. We understand what's happening there. It's not good.
Yeah, that was torment. Don't call on me, please.
Oh, my goodness. It's like, that's not the thing. Today, though, instead of looking in their desk, they look at their phones. Or they put earphones. We know you're not actually listening to music. You're listening to so-and-so right next to you at the Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly.
We can tell by how you got offended when Jesus came. When this conversation came while we washed off. Anyway, but instead of looking at the desk, so people just look at their digital devices. Mm-hmm. Now imagine what it would be like with this particular company. You know, walk around people, yeah. And people say, you know, I really don't even need to use my real eyes out there. I could look at the world through all of this virtualness because everywhere I look, I can see a map, I can see streets, I can see buildings. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about that.
Hey,
planes fly like that. Aircraft fly without pilots being able to. I mean, you think about the pilot sits on top of the plane, and the nose sticks out, so you can't like look down out of the window to see what he's landing.
Hang left here.
Yeah, it's all radars and computers and all that. Well, imagine having that on your face.
Hmm.
You know, and it's so dangerous because it's not real, but it'll take you through all these real things. So when you get by reality, you won't even like reality.
You won't even recognize it.
You won't even recognize it.
Well, crazy. We talked about the gentleman that was working with Google, Ray Kurzweil, about technology and how technology is going to advance in such a way.
He's building a brain, right?
A brain. Well, they made a movie.
Oh, did they?
About a guy who fell in love with his phone.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This whole like Siri hole. It's like,
yeah.
I didn't see the movie, but you know what I'm saying? Like, this is freaking here. This is weird. Right.
I thought I saw the DVD on your... Anyway,
yeah.
So, I saw the previews of it, and I even went and looked at the Wikipedia about who was the actors and what was going on and who was the voice. And the reality, this is the thing about with us with the church, and obviously we're come back to Israel in a moment, but how we find out if we really know God, if we really have a relationship with Jesus Christ, this is how you know. It's not a virtual thing. It's a real thing.
That's right.
How do you get along with people?
Mm.
Can you actually love people?
Mm-hmm.
which love is patient, love is kind, love is gentle, it's long-suffering, it keeps no records of wrong, no database.
Mm.
You know, we have different posts on that in segments you can see, but that you can find out where you are in God when you find out who you are amongst people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No doubt.
And it's just amazing that, so the enemy, if he steals that from you, he'll convince you you're right with God, but you'll never know until you're right with people.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And speaking of Mike Collins. My goodness. Mike, if you're watching and viewing today, we just want to say, man, we love you.
Mm. Yeah.
We're so challenged. We repented about complaining about anything.
Everything.
You know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, blah, blah, blah. What are you talking about? That's huge. Oh, my goodness.
Huge.
But if you have not, down in Pensacola area, you found a church to be able to gather with Pastor Mike Collins. Mm. He is a pastor of pastors. He is truly the love of Christ. I mean, think about it. A beautiful man. It's Charity Chapel is the name of his church, and you can find him by going, I guess you could Google and all that type of thing, but just a beautiful man. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just emits the
Emanates
love of God.
Christ.
Yeah, he just emits the love of the Lord. It's like if he's somewhere, I'm sliding up under his arm, throwing his arm on my leg.
I think he learned how to love.
What's that?
I said, I think he learned how to love.
Oh, he did. He really did. You know, should have seen Pat repenting. He's like, God, I need to love more, God. I need to love more.
Yeah.
But we're praying for Pastor Mike and just pray for us.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it was good to see how God's just touching him and all those things right there.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN radio. And become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order. And Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.